Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight, and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur-adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora ranges, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero-gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference. Go!
You're listening to SBS News.
A Senate inquiry into proposed laws aimed at tightening rules on gambling advertisements has revealed some of the industry's darker secrets. Luke Bateman is a former NRL player who played for the Canberra Raiders between 2015 and 2019. After retiring from rugby league, he became known as a social media creator, particularly in the BookTok community, promoting reading and fantasy literature.
Good morning, BookTok.
Quit your job and just go and read books.
Books change lives.
He also signed a publishing deal for his own fantasy book series. That's the public chapter in Luke Bateman's life. But it's not his TikToks or tackles that brought him into the Senate. He's telling a gambling inquiry about an insidious addiction he estimates lost him $1 million.
Your VIP manager would offer you, go, hey, mate, what drugs do you want? Do you want a couple of bags for this weekend? We'll organise that for you. We'll have that ready for you when you get here. There was another time I remember when I went to an exclusive event through a betting company that was hosted in a rental on the canals of the Gold Coast. And the entire sort of C-suite of the company was there, all the management team, administration, and they were sort of all in the back room doing drugs together. And I was out in this room doing drugs with all of them.
Bateman was questioned by Independent Senator David Pocock.
The actual leaders of these companies knew, in some instances, what was happening and how the whole thing worked.
Well, not only did they know, they were participating in it.
Inducements like this were pointed to as one of the most pernicious tactics used to lure victims back to their addictions. Long-time anti-gambling advocate Tim Costello shared the story of just one victim.
He was the TAB's biggest customer in that time. They were giving him $50,000 bonus bets. He was also Sportsbet's biggest customer. They were flying him to grand finals. They were offering him escorts, drugs, whatever he wanted. He was doing turnover of more than $20 million a month.
Sportsbet has asked for any evidence of these claims and says it has zero tolerance for the conduct. Greens Senator Sarah Hanson-Young was appalled.
And the gambling addict, the person who is harmed, gets locked up and Tabcorp and Sportsbet bank the profit. Mm-hmm. And it is revolting.
Experts are demanding the laws on gambling advertising be strengthened, as recommended in the Peter Murphy Review 3 years ago. Samantha Thomas is a professor of public health at Deakin University.
Ban the ads, ban the inducements, and implement a national regulator for the health and well-being of Australian children and young people.
Racing and wagering companies are pushing back against the implementation of more red tape. Here's CEO of Racing Victoria, Aaron Morrison.
We don't necessarily support another national regulator. We think that would just be another entity sitting over the top, could actually lead to further confusion. It would certainly introduce another cost to the industry, and I think unnecessarily.
Experts have also raised concerns with how ubiquitous advertising is in targeting children, not just on TV or radio, but also in fun camera filters on social media. A proposal to restrict ads only between 6 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. was also not seen as helpful. Hannah Pitt is a public health researcher at Deakin University.
I think it's a very obvious answer that children are of course not going to bed at 8:30. They're watching a sporting game. We want that to be as family friendly as possible and something that you can sit down and watch as a family. But this 8:30 rule seems completely arbitrary and isn't consistent with young people's media behaviours.
The government, however, is fiercely defensive of the reform, saying it's the toughest ever proposed. Communications Minister Annika Wells says a programme set up in 2024 called BetStop is designed to help block ads.
You can opt out forever using BetStop today.
Alan Lee, SBS News.
Looking to wake up feeling truly rested? Discover the difference of Tempur. Available now at Harvey Norman. Crafted with Tempur material, Tempur mattresses precisely adapt to your body's shape, weight and temperature, helping to relieve pressure and reduce tossing and turning for a more restful night's sleep. Choose from the Tempur Ease collection, the cooling comfort of Tempur Breeze, or experience the ultimate in luxury with the Tempur Pro Lux Adapt, delivering exceptional body-conforming support and premium comfort, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Complete your sleep sanctuary with a Tempur adjustable base, including the Aspire Elite 2.0, Ergo 2.0, Ascend and Leora Rangers, exclusive to Harvey Norman. Enjoy personalized comfort features including head and foot elevation, massage functions, and relaxing zero-gravity positioning. Experience sleep that's uniquely yours. Visit your local Harvey Norman store today and experience the Tempur difference.